You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sound broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We appreciate you, our listeners, joining us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on WWBC 100.7, 94.9, 99.9. God bless you. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, the church, 250 North Babcock Street, once again, Melbourne, Florida. Our service time, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Tuesdays, 7 o'clock prayer, 7:30, wonderful time of Bible study, digging into the Word of God. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm excited that we're going to continue talking about healing, talking about Jehovah Rapha, learning about another identity and character and nature of God. Let's pray really quickly and we'll jump into the Word. The time goes so quick. I appreciate you being here, tuning in to hear the Kingdom Sound of the Lord. Father, thank you for another day, a fresh start, fresh grace, fresh mercy, fresh love, fresh forgiveness, fresh empowerment, Father, of your Holy Spirit, giving us the power, the dunamis of God, to be victorious conquerors in every assignment today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today that you're reminding us that you're a healer, God, that you're reminding us to come to you and receive healing, that it's our portion, that it's our bread, to eat of it every day. So I pray today, Father, that you open up the Word of God to us, encourage our hearts, comfort our hearts, and most of all, heal and deliver and set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Would you turn with me to the book of John, chapter 5, and let's start there and just read in the Word of God what the Lord wants to share with us concerning healing. We know he's a healer. Jehovah Rapha is his name. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our God that heals us. The Lord our God that cures us. The Lord our God that restores us. The Lord our God that makes us whole. The Lord our God that heals the entire person, our entire being, mind, body, soul, spirit. The Lord our God that repairs us. The Lord our God that properly mends and knits us back together, makes us whole. Stitch by stitch makes us whole. God does this through his mighty healing power. And if you need healing, if you know somebody needs healing, grab this word for them and share it with them. God is a healer. Jehovah Rapha is in the building today. Jehovah Rapha is in the building today. Healing is here for you and I. So the scripture, John 5, and let's look at verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went to Jerusalem to attend the feast. Verse 2, now there is at Jerusalem a sheep market, a sheep gate. There's a pool, which is called the Pool of Bethesda, near the covered porches, the five covered porches. In the pool, in the porches, those five covered porches, there lay crowds of sick people. So there were five covered porches, protect them from the elements. And in those areas, there lay a great crowd, multitudes of impotent, sick people. Some of the people were blind. Some of the people were lame. Some of the people were withered. Some of the people were paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting. Some of us, as we tune into the Kingdom Sound today, we have been waiting. We know it's true. Come on. We have been waiting. Let me ask you, what have you been waiting for? We're going to learn in the Word what the people, the crowd, the multitude have been waiting for. Multitudes of people waiting, waiting, day in, day out, waiting, waiting. Let me read. And verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and the angel troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the water was troubled by the angel, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there. He had an infirmity that he had had for 38 years. He'd been sick with a sickness, an illness, an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he said to the man, "Wilt thou be made whole?" My God, so many of us can identify with this man. In your situation, has it been 38 years? Has it been 10? Has it been 12? Has it been 20? Has it been 1? Has it been 25? Has it been 50, 40, 60? That you've been waiting, waiting, waiting. Waiting with the multitudes of people that are blind, that are lame, that are paralyzed, that are withered, waiting. Can I say something today? You don't have to wait any longer. We don't have to wait any longer. The wait is over. Jehovah Rapha has bust through the door. The wait is over. As the airwaves go out, the healer is here. Make some noise. Jehovah Rapha is here. Jehovah Rapha is here. The healer is here. In this passage, my heart goes out. A great crowd, a multitude of sick people, impotent people, blind, withered, lame, halt, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. And the angel only went down, it says, in a certain season. So they had to wait for that certain season. Can I say to you today, your season is today. Your season is here. The shift is here. Your season is here. Jesus is troubling the water for every one of us. Can I say, step into this word? Step into this river of living water. Step into this word today. I love the Lord that it doesn't have to be whoever is first. It's plenty for all of us. Everyone listening to the sound, the sound as the word of God vibrates into the atmosphere. Healing is here. Healing is your portion. The deliverer is here. Jehovah Rapha is here to heal you. Yes, you as you listen. to heal your children, to heal your marriage, to heal your broken heart, to heal your physical body, to heal your mind, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, wherever you need his healing touch. It's here today for you. Step into the pool of the word of God on today and being made whole. Jesus said, Jesus sees us. God sees you. God knows you. God calls you by name. Somebody loves you and cares, and his name is Jesus today. He sees, he knows. In this passage of scripture, he saw the certain man, so he can see you today, certain man. He can see you today, certain woman. He can see you today, certain child, boy, or girl. He can see you. Jesus, verse 5, a certain man was there that had had the infirmity, the sickness. For 38 years he had been sick, he had been ill, he had been unwell, he had been in need of Jesus, he had been in need of a healing. No matter how long it's been, Jesus is here, the healer is here. He has what you need. He has the healing power that flows, virtue flows from him that you need. Receive healing today. Receive his healing today. He has what you need. And when Jesus came, he said to the man, "Wilt thou be made whole?" So everything that you want to tell Jesus, guess what? Let me read before I go into that. And the impotent man, verse 7, answer Jesus. When Jesus asks you and I today, what will your answer be? The impotent man, Jesus asked him a question. Jesus said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man responded and answered. Verse 7, he said, "Sir, I have no man." "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool. But while I'm trying to get there, I'm coming, Jesus. While I'm trying to get there, another person steps down before me. So I missed it again. I tried to come. I tried to be the first one into the pool. But somebody beat me. Somebody stepped down in front of me as I was coming, as I was trying, and I missed it again. Another year, another season that I missed it." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, get up, take up your bed, pick up this bed and walk." Verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole. And instantly, immediately, the man was made whole. And he followed Jesus' instructions. He took up his bed and he walked. And it was the Sabbath day. This is blessing me. Listen. Jesus asked you and I a question today through this radio broadcast. Hear him well. Will you be made whole? That question is on the table, coming directly at you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, however you're listening to the broadcast, will you be made whole? Just one question. Will you be made whole? How will you respond? What is your response? Not to me, not to Minister Andre. What is your response to the Lord? The man, the impotent man, said, "Sir, I don't have a man. I don't have a person. Let me ask you, are you depending on a person today for your healing, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough? I don't have a man. I don't have a person. I don't have somebody to help me. I declare over you today as we listen, Jesus is your help. Jehovah Rapha is your help. He's your Jehovah Jireh is your provider. He is your help. So we know him as provider, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is our help. And now we're introducing him as Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. I got my help and my healer. What more do we need? You got your help and your healer. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. All the help I need. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. I receive my healing today. He said, I don't have a man. When I'm coming today. No excuses. Today, Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, your provider, he's here. He's your help. No excuses. When I'm coming, somebody step down before me. Push everything out your way today. Push every thought out your mind that says why you can't be healed. That says it's been 38 years. That says it's been a long time and there's been no change. There's been no progression. If you will push it out of your way, God will make a way for you today. I declare healing is here. Arise, Jesus said. After he pled his case, sir, I don't have a man when the waters trouble to put me in the pool. But while I'm on my way coming down, another steps down before me. Jesus said, rise up, stand up. I declare over you and I today, we rising up. We're standing up. We're pushing away every excuse, every human reasoning, every thought that says why healing can't take place, why healing isn't possible for us today. Away with every excuse. Away with previous attempts. It's a new day. It's a new season. The shift is here. Away with it. We arise up in Jesus today. We arise up and we stand up in the living water of his word. It's a new pool today. The rivers of running living water. It's a new spiritual pool. And we stand up in God's word and we step in it. Jesus said, rise, take up your bed. Take up this bed that you've been laying on and walk. Pick up this bed of excuses. Pick up this bed of limitation. Pick up this bed of complacency. Pick up this bed of compromise. Pick up this bed that I guess it's okay. I'll have to live with this all of my life. Pick up this bed of tolerating. Pick up your bed and walk in the newness of life, in the newness of your mind. Pick up your bed. Jesus extended an invitation. So whatever you need is already prepared and waiting for you. He has the power. Healing is in his hand. Healing is ours today for the taking. Take your healing. Take your restoration. Take your cure. Take your health. Be restored in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be repaired in the name of Jesus. Be properly mended by stitching in the name of Jesus. God, stitch back the broken places. God, stitch back and heal our mind. And to go into the crevices and the cracks. Go into the broken separated places in the name of Jesus. Heal all of our wounds. Heal us of sickness, disease, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind and we crush, we annihilate with the authority of Jesus Christ, with the authority of the Word of God, with the dunamis power of the Spirit of God. We crush and annihilate and destroy and cast down and set ablaze the spirit of infirmity that would tell us you gonna always be in this state and in this place. Not so in the name of Jesus. And we loose and release over the people of God the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the healing power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, be healed today. Be made whole, just like the man, the certain man in the scripture. You are a certain man and woman of God today, and God has seen your situation. God has seen how long you lie in your situation. God has seen how long you cried out, God, I need help. He's come today. The breaker is breaking forth. He's breaking through to heal, to deliver, to set free, whatever you need. However you need healing. If you need physical healing, if you need psychological, mental health restored healing, if you need emotional healing, if you need healing in finances, healing in marriages, healing in relationships, God, we receive healing. The scripture tells us that healing, I'm going to flip really quick to Psalms 103 and just read a little bit of that with my remaining minutes. But I pray that you're receiving, receive, receive, receive in Jesus' name. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. I praise you, Lord. And all that it was in me, I bless your holy name. My whole heart praises you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Number one, he forgives all of our iniquities. He forgives all of our sins. If we've committed sins that cause us to be in the state that we are, God forgives us today. Receive forgiveness so you can receive healing. Don't let iniquity and sin block and hinder you from being healed and restored. Father, in the name of Jesus, we confess our sins before you. Confess that we've missed it. We've blown it. We missed the mark. We stand in need of forgiveness of sin. Thank you today that you forgive us of all of our sins, of all of our iniquities. Thank you today that you heal us of all our diseases. Thank you today, Father, that we've encountered Jehovah Rapha, the healer. You forgive us of sin. You heal us of all of our diseases. You heal us mind, body, soul, spirit. However we need a healing touch in every area of our lives, Father, we receive. We thank you, Father, according to Isaiah 61:1, that you bind up the brokenhearted. You bind up, you pour in your oil and your wine, Father. Thank you that Jesus, you are the balm of Gilead. Thank you, Father, that you bind up the brokenhearted, that you proclaim liberty for the captive, the opening of prison doors for everybody that's bound, that you heal us. Father, we just thank you today for the word of the Lord. We thank you for healing. Father, those that are listening, please reach out to us and share praise report, testimony. What has the Lord done? How is the broadcast being a blessing to you? Remember, this is Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our service times 11 a.m. Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Wednesdays. You can reach out and connect with us also via VIP Ministries 250. That's PayPal, Cash App, $VIP Ministries 17. Reach out to us. We love you. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave Victory as a family. God bless you. Arise and be healed today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
You found Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, a lot of churches these days work hard at trying to appeal to the unbelieving world around them. A passage often used to support that approach is 1 Corinthians 9:22, where Paul says, quote, "I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some." John, let me ask, when Paul says he wants to be all things to all people, what's he talking about?
Well, first of all, we would certainly say that he doesn't mean that he would sin so he could identify with sinners. That would be a compromise that would be absolutely unacceptable and alien to everything in the heart of Paul or any believer for that matter. It doesn't mean that he engaged in practices that are part of the sinner's worldly behavior. That doesn't gain any ground at all. What it does mean is that he removed any unnecessary offense. He would be sensitive to the expectation of Jews when he was giving the gospel to Jews. He would be sensitive to the expectation of a Gentile. He was sensitive to weaker brothers and didn't want to offend them. He would go so far as to say, if meat makes my brother to offend, I'll eat no meat. He's talking about removing any unnecessary offense. Look at it this way. It's not that he would become what someone was. It's that he would never offend someone. That's a very different approach. That's the approach that I think we have to take. We remove the offense, we preach the truth, and the truth itself may offend, but that's necessary.
Thanks for listening today to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from 1 Corinthians, visit us at MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Every time we talk about prayer, only a few people show up. And you got all this desperation dust all in your life. Can't see beyond no spiritual. Can't even go beyond emotions. What growth? If you want to measure growth, how have you grown in the last year spiritually?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues talking about how it's time to let God know we're ready to receive His promise.